The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AIM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm, and one of the goals of this show is to highlight and introduce you to as many good organizations that are doing Christ-honoring work around the world. And I'm thrilled to be joined by the Director of Global Public Relations at Compassion International. His name is Tim Glenn. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks for joining us. And I know a lot of people know about Compassion International out there, and we're going to get into how people can support you guys and be a part of what you're doing. I'm curious the background story of how Compassion International even came to be. I know you could probably talk for hours on that, but what's kind of the background story of Compassion International?
Compassion International was founded in 1952. By a man named Reverend Everett Swanson, who was in Korea during the war, and he was there to minister to soldiers. But as he was walking the streets, saw a handfuls of children who passed away during the night, who didn't make it through the freezing cold at night. Wow. And he said, somebody's got to do something for these children. What's going on? Why are they in the streets? And they were war orphans. And so he started this ministry in 1952 to just minister and take care of war orphans. And he would ask folks back in the United States, back at home, just send me a few dollars so I can buy a coat, buy some food, take care of these kids. And it just kind of grew from there.
Wow. I never knew the background of Compassion International. And so has it always been about child sponsorship? And help people understand why the model that you guys use is child sponsorship.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when people ask whether or not we're about child sponsorship. We're actually about child development. Mm-hmm. And child sponsorship is the vehicle we use to provide that child development program.
Oh, that's good.
Why do we use child sponsorship? Because it's simple, it's easy, and it connects supporters, sponsors with children in our program, youth in our program. We call them program participants. It connects people from different parts of the world, different sides of the globe, in a way that they'd never be connected otherwise. And it allows them to play a role in the development of a child through the local church. And that's what's unique about our model. Compassion works with over 8,500 churches around the world in 29 countries. And those churches provide that child development program. Meals, education, health checkups, all of those types of things. Tell them about a God who loves them. Mm. All of that is provided through the local church. Compassion is kind of the middleman, if you will, to bring that child and that local church together. And the supporters and the sponsors are the ones who help Compassion to do that.
Well, that's great. So, you know, you pay a person here who sponsors a kid, you know, they pay whatever it costs to sponsor a kid. What does their money go towards? What is the actual things that are being done for these kids that are being sponsored?
Oh, you know, that's kind of the beauty of our program is there's not one answer to that question. There's 2.3 million answers to that question.
Yeah.
Because we have 2.3 million kids in our program, and every one of them has different needs and unique needs. Some kids in some countries, they can't even afford to go to school. So we're providing school supplies and school uniforms and a notebook and a pen. Some kids, they wouldn't get a meal unless it's at the Compassion Child Development Center at that local church. Providing food. Some kids are getting job training, learning how to bake, learning how to sew, mechanics, auto mechanics. Some kids are getting after school tutors. So it really is as customized as we can be anyway. It's really dependent on the needs in that community and for that child. And the supporter, the sponsor, gets to play a role in that and understanding and learning more about that child along the way.
Yeah. How do you, I don't know how to ask this question. How do you vet kids? How does a kid get into Compassion International's pipeline and program to be sponsored in the first place?
That's a great question. First, we go into a community where there is an established church. The church has to be able to serve the community. Now, they may not have everything they need to serve the community, but they need to be established there. And so we go in and we may have to help the church be prepared to serve that many kids. Secondly, we look for the poorest among the poor in those communities. And we do that not by sending people from the United States to find out who needs the most help. We work with folks right there in the community. Because it's the local church, they know their community. They know this family, this street over here, they're really struggling. Dad doesn't have a job. Mom doesn't have a job. They can't afford groceries. So let's get those kids into the program. And really is so localized and so community focused.
Yeah, that's, I had never really thought about even how you find the kids, but that's impressive. You keep talking about the local churches, which that's one thing I love about Compassion International is the teamwork with the local churches, as opposed to, you know, we're going to come in and save these kids from the outside. You're doing work. But help people even understand why you guys do it that way. And what's the benefit of doing it through the local church? And maybe also, how do you vet churches? How do you know whether they're churches you want to work with?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for an opportunity to tell you some of the distinctives that make us unique. And
you're right.
This is the crux. This is the core. At Compassion, we say we have three C's. We are child focused. We are Christ centered, and we are church driven. And that church driven part is so important because the church knows its community. And so here's what's interesting. If you go to one of our child development centers in one of our countries, you won't see a big sign that says Compassion International.
Right.
You'll see a sign for the name of the church. Mm-hmm. Because as far as those families know, and as far as those children and those youth know, the local church is the one that's giving them these opportunities. Not some big organization in the United States, because quite honestly, who in these countries would trust a big organization in the United States? And the way that they trust their local church. So that's what we do. We empower the local church. Now, how do we find that church? We have a national office in all 29 of our countries where we operate. Wow. And in that national office, we hire indigenous staff. Again, not sending Americans over to man the office. They are locals there. They know the community, and they're the ones vetting the opportunities, vetting the churches, exploring. They're visiting. We have what's called a partnership facilitator in every national office. And that partnership facilitator, that person's job is to meet the churches, meet the pastors, meet the volunteers, meet the staff, and help them determine whether or not it's a good fit for Compassion International.
Yeah.
Then they start kids.
That's awesome. All right. The $64,000 main question here. How do people get involved? Somebody's listening and they want to sponsor a kid. Is it how long's the process? How do they go about getting involved with Compassion?
It's a very simple process. You just go to compassion.com. Right there on the first page, you'll see sponsor a child. You can look for a child in a specific country, at a specific age, a specific birthday. You can choose a boy or a girl. You can choose someone who's been waiting longer than someone else. All of those things you can do right there on the website and find the right child for you. Then you can start writing letters. That child will write you. You build this relationship and you learn what it's like to live in poverty on another part of the planet and how you can speak into that person's life.
Yeah, I would think that for families with little kids here, it's a great way to teach your kids about what's going on in the world, the global church, and all of these things. You guys do wonderful work. Again, you said it's compassion.com, correct?
Correct, compassion.com.
Yeah, we'd encourage all of our listeners to go out there to go to compassion.com, sponsor a child, sponsor multiple children today. Tim, thanks so much. This was wonderful. Appreciate all the work you guys do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.